Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whenever you're listening to this podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. If you can hear me right now, you'll hear Ellie. Nah, you won't, because she's not here. Ellie's taking a well-deserved break. She's in the snow for a few days. So on this morning's show, you got a lot of me. Had a few people on the phones. Had a couple of friends on the show as well. I stitch up my girlfriend, Mia. You'd love to hear this. I wake her up this morning and she was not happy. Check my phone now. Still haven't heard from her. But yeah, cracking podcast for you guys. I'm going to do less talking so you can do more listening. But yeah, thanks for downloading and enjoy the podcast.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I found a study on what your coffee order says about your personality. And this thing is gospel. So everything it says is 100% legit. Now, last week I told you guys that if you drink black coffee straight, you're a psychopath. Now, this study tells you a little bit more about what your specific order is. And I know most of you drink coffee. If you don't, good on you. But most of us do. I came in, it's the first thing I do when I get into work. I have a little espresso. Now, let's go through it. If you're a latte drinker, it says you're a bit of a basic B. But you're proud of it. Your style is best described as classic, but you also like a little pretend that the foam on top of your coffee, you don't care about the design, but you really do. Now, if you're a mocha drinker, it says you regularly watch Disney movies and you can belt out a Disney song with no prep. I like that. Maybe I should switch to mocha. Live in La Vida Mocha. There's a little, if Ellie was here, she'd probably laugh at that. If you're a piccolo drinker, which I sometimes am later on in the day, it says you're liable to order salads at dinner, you've got a busy social schedule, and you hate being late. You're often seen in your activewear as well. That kind of describes me besides the salad at dinner thing. Rather schnitty. And espresso people, which is what I have first thing in the morning, says you're just a little bit too busy. True. You definitely own a good leather jacket. Also true. And you order takeout more than you should. That is very true. Now, I've got a mate of mine. Yes, even though Ellie says I don't, I do have mates who is, I like to say, a bit of a coffee connoisseur. And I thought I'd get him on the phone now to talk a little bit more. Ash, thanks for coming on the show. Good morning.
No problems at all, Jay. Good to be on.
Mate, Ellie has gets stuck into me because I never have any friends on the show. She doesn't believe I have any. Can you just clear things up a little bit? You are a friend of mine, right?
Mate, we're an acquaintance. No. We've been around, mate, for a good 10 years at least.
Yeah, you're a close enough acquaintance then. Now, Ash, I said before, long blacks, mate, they're for psychopaths. That's what this study says anyway. Now, you heard my break last week, and apparently you've changed coffee. So what do you now drink?
Well, mate, you blew my cover. I was a long black drinker for many years, but...
then you killed someone.
my cover's gone now, but I'm actually a strong flat white. I find that long blacks, there's just too much margin for error when people make it, you know. It can be really bitter or it can be just way too hot. So I find milk coffees hide all manner of sins.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what a flat white says about you and anyone else that drinks them. It says you're a no-nonsense. Coffee is fuel. It's not always a treat. And you drink them probably just because you like to exercise and you have a busy calendar. It says you're pretty funny, but you get easily annoyed by lame internet trends. Ooh, what's this last little sentence? I don't think this bit's true. And apparently you're good in bed.
Absolutely it's true. 100% through and through, mate. Oh,
I wouldn't know, and I don't want to find out.
I drink two a day, so there you go.
Oh, so not only you're a psychopath, but you're terrible in bed. Thanks for your call, Ash.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Now, speaking of amazing artists, I want to talk about Ed Sheeran because he is in a little bit of trouble. Last Thursday, you may have seen it's been all over the radio station. It's been all over TV. People are talking about Ed Sheeran being sued by Marvin Gaye's people for $100 million. It's a lot of money. Now, they're saying that Marvin Gaye's song, and I'm going to play a bit of it now because it's an amazing song, Get It On. Oh, we don't play enough Marvin Gaye on hit, do we? Trying to hold back this feeling for so long. Oh, if you're not in a good mood for a Wednesday, you are now. Now, they're saying Ed Sheeran's song, and this is one of the biggest songs of all time by him as well, Thinking Out Loud. When your legs don't work like they used to before. They're claiming that he's copied that song. And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Don't hear it, neither do I. But they reckon that copies the melody, the rhythms, harmonies, drums and bass, the backing chorus, the tempo, the syncopation, whatever that is, and the looping from Marvin Gaye's song. So I thought, I just don't hear it. So what I did, had a bit of time this morning, as you do, a little bit bored at 4:30 a.m. I put the two songs together and I thought, you know what? I love Ed Sheeran. But have a listen to this. It is unbelievable when you put them together. When your legs don't work like they used to before. And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Sounds like a DJ Konski mashup, which we're going to do for you after 8. When the chorus here, will your eyes still smile from your cheek? You can hear how it all kind of lines up. So he does have a point. What are your thoughts? 13, 12, 16, get involved. Is Ed Sheeran in trouble or can you hear nothing alike? Am I exaggerating? I can hear it in the... I couldn't hear it when they're separate, but when you put them together, you can kind of see how the lyrics in that match up. Again, that could be an absolute coincidence. I'm going to give Ed Sheeran the benefit of the doubt because I am such a mad, super, super Ed Sheeran fan, as a lot of people are. But I'd love your thoughts. Hit us up on Instagram, HitGV, or on Facebook, HitGV Facebook page. That's the one. It's the same thing. Or give us a call, 13 12 16. Love your thoughts. We'll go through that next.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Taking your calls now on 13 12 16. Ed Sheeran's being sued $100 million from Marvin Gaye's estate. Now, I've got Andy from Tatura on the line. Now, Andy, I'm just going to play you Marvin Gaye's song first. And I want to get your honest opinion, all right?
Okay.
Here's Marvin Gaye. I've been really trying, the start of Ed Sheeran now. When your legs don't work like they used to before. Now, Andy, I'm going to put them both and together. I can't sweep you off of your this feet. Is the clincher. When your legs don't work like they used to before. I mean, two of the greatest songs of all time. Can you hear why Ed Sheeran's getting sued for $100 million, or do you think it's a load of crap?
Oh, mate, that is the biggest load of bull poo that I have heard this year.
What, so you think there's nothing similar? I get one's one of the greatest soul songs of all time and one's a modern-day ballad of Ed Sheeran, but what, you don't hear it one bit?
Oh, mate, the chord progressions are the same, but Marvin Gaye better start doing about 100,000 other people who have got hits on the radio.
Oh, mate, Marvin Gaye's actually dead, if you didn't know any.
Well, you know, his estate, I mean.
Oh, okay, all right. Clear that up. Just making sure for anyone that thinks he may have come from the grave. Marvin Gaye is not suing from the grave. I think his company or whoever owns his music is. Let's just clarify that. So you reckon it's a load of absolute, what do you call it, bull poo?
Yeah, bull poo. I reckon if Marvin Gaye might be turning in his grave if he hears his estate's going to sue him.
His family just got $100 million richer. Thanks for your call, Andy.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Now, I want to introduce you, Goulburn Valley, to a lovely girl in my life by the name of Mia. Now, Mia is my girlfriend. We haven't had her on the show yet. Ellie and I, Ellie's been wanting to get her on for a while. I'm like, nah, just wait for the right time. It's a shame Ellie's in the snow at the moment because I feel like now is the right time. And I tell you why. I haven't heard from her yet this morning. Now, she's one of those people that's like, baby, I'll be up from 6. I'll listen to your whole show. I'm such a big support. And I'm like, you don't have to do that, but it's so kind. I love having your support. You know what it's like having your plus one. You're in a new gig. You want them as your ride or die. She's my day one. She's my world. Now, she's in Sydney and she has a job interview this morning. Oh, I haven't heard from her. So my guess is she's fast asleep right now. Well, she could be awake, but I almost guarantee she is. I know what she's like. She ends up waking up at 9, so she has a good sleep before the job interview. So I thought I'd give her a little call, introduce her to the Goulburn Valley, but also to wake up and see why she isn't listening to the show. So I'm going to put her number in now. All right, here we go. Wish me luck. Hope I don't get in the bad book.
Hello?
Good morning, Mia. It's after 8 o'clock. I thought you'd be listening to my show.
I'm sorry, I slept in.
That's okay. Well, now that you're awake, why don't you introduce yourself to the Goulburn Valley? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mia.
Baby, really?
Yeah, really, really.
Mia.
You're Mia.
I'm from Sydney.
Yeah, keep going. You're doing really well.
Thanks.
What do you like doing with your spare time?
Seeing you when you're not in Shepparton.
And not annoying you, waking you up.
Yeah, sleeping.
So you have no other hobbies besides sleeping and seeing me. That is it.
No, I have other hobbies.
Well, I'm sorry for waking up. You can go back to bed now, or you could just stay up and listen to the show.
No, I'm going to go back to sleep.
Oh, of course. Thanks for the support, babe. Have a good morning. Good luck with the job interview.
Thanks.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I want to talk about bold predictions. Now, this is off the back yesterday. If you're in Shep, I went down to Lemon Tree Cafe in just off Friars Street there. Love my little piccolos in the afternoon down there. And I spoke to Leanne, the owner, and I said, Ellie's away for the next few days, and I need to come up with some stuff to talk about by myself so I don't get sick of my own voice. What's everyone in the Goulburn Valley talking about? What's the first thing people say when they come into this coffee shop? And she said, it's an abnormally weirdly cold winter. We know it does get cold in the Goulburn Valley, but this is an abnormally cold winter. And what I said back to her, she kind of looked at me like I was an idiot, which I am. And I said, I reckon this is going to be the first winter in a very long time, if not on record, that it snows in Shepparton. People are laughing at me in their cars or on the as they're driving this morning. No, I heard something and I read something earlier. They reckon this is going to be the coldest winter on record in Australia, and that there was some big snow blast coming from Antarctica. So there's a tiny bit of fact behind it. But I reckon at some point over the next couple of months, we're going to get snow, not just in the mountainous regions of the GV, but in the lower valleys as well. Watch this space. And if I don't, come up to me in summer, tell me I'm an idiot. So that's what I'm after this morning. It may be a celebrity breakup. It might be another weather prediction. It could be a celebrity death. On 13, 12, 16, I've got Dale. Dalay, is it? Dalay and Shep?
Hi, good morning.
I think you're the first ever Dalay we've had.
Well, Mum and Dad gave me that name, so I didn't really get to choose it. But, you know, it's good. It works for me.
You're absolutely correct, Dalay. Now tell me, you've got a bold prediction for us this morning.
I do, and it's surrounding Kim and Kanye.
Oh, give it to me. You know I'm a massive Kanye fan. Kardashians, not so much, but Kanye, please tell me it's good news.
Unfortunately not. It's actually not great news. I have this sixth sense that Kim and Kanye are actually going to break up by the end of the year.
Wow. Please don't tell me that, because I will be devastated for poor Kanye, and they've got three kids together?
Yeah, but I had a dream about it the other night, so... You know, my dreams are pretty accurate, and I just dreamt this, so it's heartbreaking, but I really don't think they're going to last.
Well, Dalay, thanks for your call. I think we may have to get you back for our Scoop Plus segment.
Absolutely. Hopefully it's something more positive next time.
Absolutely, mate. Stace from Benalla's, give us a buzz on 13, 12, 16. Stace, what's your bold prediction?
Yeah, I'm thinking that Meghan Markle's pregnant.
Oh, I like that one. There's a good chance. Do you think that's why they got married so quickly as well?
I think that's why it happened all so quickly, yeah.
Yeah, because they only met and got married within a couple of years, and it seemed a little bit rushed. So maybe because of royal protocol, that's the reason. I like it, Stace. Thanks for your call.
No worries. Have a good morning.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
After what's happened overseas with the Australian team and the basketball, this story just seems to be getting bigger and bigger. So I got Channel 9 sports reporter Nathan Curry. He's usually in on a Friday. But why not get him in today? Good morning, mate.
Morning, mate. Ali's been a third wheel lately anyway, so we can just hang out.
Mate, let's be honest. We're the two sports mad ones on the show. She pretends she knows, but let's be honest.
She needed a break of all our sports banter.
Oh, she'll hate hearing that. Hey, before we talk about basketball, I'm watching the World Cup as we speak. England has just beaten Colombia in a penalty shootout as we speak.
That is nuts. I was watching a press conference live from Melbourne Airport about Melbourne, about basketball, and I could see Twitter going off the charts.
Oh, it is going.
A lot of people frothing on the World Cup at the moment.
Literally, as I just brought that up, they just slotted the winning penalty. Harry Kane, he's a freak. Anyway, mate, let's talk basketball, because this story yesterday, the big fight that happened over the Philippines, just seems to be getting bigger and bigger. What's the latest?
So the latest is the Boomers have started arriving in Australia. We've just heard from a Basketball Australia representative who spoke at the Melbourne airport. We're hoping to hear from Chris Golding, who he was the player at the bottom of a pack of about 24 Filipinos that were attacking him on the court.
Unbelievable.
It was just insane. Luckily for Luke Longley, who used to play for the Chicago Bulls with MJ back in the day, he's one of our assistant coaches. He spotted it and ran over and saved him, which was a great effort by him, because the Australians stayed on the bench, whereas the Filipino bench players just ran on and took the Aussies on.
So the bench is getting a bit of flack for doing that, for not backing. They're saying it's not the Aussie spirit to go in and back your boys. But in the bigger scheme of things, was that a smarter thing to do?
I think so. I think it makes us look like we've come away looking a bit better, because the Filipinos, particularly afterwards when they took that selfie, it just makes it look like they had no respect for it.
That is
amazing.
I honestly thought that was a joke. So if you missed it, Goulburn Valley, after the fight, the Filipino team then got together and took a selfie as if, remember this day, mark this day down in your calendars.
It was just bizarre. I thought it was appalling. Like, their fans are cheering them. They thought it was great, and it was just appalling.
How's Twitter and everyone's going nuts, saying it's just their payback for Jeff Horn beating Manny Pacquiao? And they're like, look at us, we can fight too.
So I really wanted to hear from Thon Maker, who's a Sudanese born, come to Australia. Now he's a star for the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA. He had a few Mortal Kombat moves going in that fight yesterday. Fly kicks.
Was he the one that kept kicking and missing, kicking and collecting, kicking and missing?
Yeah, a bit of back forward A, I think, from Thon. He's supposed to speak at the meet. He was supposed to speak either at the Melbourne airport or the Brisbane airport. They're coming in two different flights, but I've just seen that the players are apparently too tired to speak to the media, so we're hoping to hear from them later, because everyone just wants to hear how they're doing, particularly Chris Golding.
So you're down there now waiting for the boys to come out?
I'm not personally. We've got our crews at the airport. I'm just watching it unfold. Speechless, really. It's just an extraordinary.
So just finally, what's next? What's next, Nath? What are we going to see come out today? Are we going to see sanctions or?
I don't think we'll see sanctions this early. I think today we will definitely hear from players at some stage, just to get a sense of what the hell went on and maybe how this all started. The Federation, the International Federation of Basketball, they've got their investigation going. So until that's done, I don't think we'll find out what's going to happen. But I think Thon Maker, he could be expecting to miss a bit of time. And one of our other players, Kickett, who is probably the one that started the brawl itself. So, yeah, interesting to see what happens after that.
I was watching the back page last night, and Shane Healy said, not in just basketball history, but Australian sport history, he's never seen anything like it in his life.
I agree. It's not even like a bit of a scuffle. You see it like half time of the NRL or the AFL. This is like, they wanted to hurt the other people.
It's just, I can't get my head around it. But, mate, thanks for keeping us updated and thanks for coming on the show. And if you're up for it, we'd love to get you back on Friday. Make you work double time.
Always, always happy to come on, man.
You're a good man, Nath. Enjoy the day.
You too, man. Catch ya.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Something Ellie said to me yesterday really stood out to me. She said, I have no friends. And I was like, you know what, Ellie, you're probably right. Because, and then I revealed, you know, well, actually I don't, I do have one friend, his name's Chad. And then she's like, well, get him on. And Chad didn't come on. I'm like, just trust me, I've got a friend, his name's Chad. So I put up a photo last night on Instagram. If you missed the chat we had, make sure you go to our catch up. You can go at hit.com.au now. And then to this morning, I came in and I found this little survey, and it talks about how Australians are becoming more and more lonely. So a survey that was done in 2005, they researched a whole bunch of Aussies and they found out on average how many good friends each person has. In 2005, each person had on average 6.5 friends. I guess I don't know what the half is, maybe a little friend or a little baby, who knows. But then they did the survey again just a couple of weeks ago, and it revealed that Australians are losing friends, and now we have only on average 3.9 friends. And I thought, well, I'm well below the Aussie average even for now. If the average person has 3.9, I've got one friend. His name's Chad. So already I'm well below the Australian average. So then I thought, you know what? I'm going to introduce the Goulburn Valley. I introduced earlier you guys to my girlfriend Mia when we stitched her up and woke her up this morning. And believe me, she's not happy. I haven't heard from her still. So I thought I'll get my friend Chad on just to prove that he's a real person. I do have at least one friend. And I called him during Rihanna Rude Boy just then. He didn't answer. So not only was I already below the average of an Australian 3.9 with one friend, this proves to me and to all of you guys, I need friends. So if you want to be a friend, hit me up on Instagram, the Hit GV Instagram or Facebook out. Give us a call, 13 12 16. Make me feel loved. Otherwise, I'm just here well below the average on zero.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.